teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and on the left coast, where is he?
I'm right here, James Martinez, everybody. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
All right.
You know what I noticed about you? You're not over the top gregarious guy.
No, I am.
You are?
I'm behaving here.
Completely. It sounded like I just woke you up from a nap. Hi, how you doing?
No, this is a family show. Believe me, if on this subject matter specifically, I'd go crazy because I was watching, you know, Pieces of Freedom to Fascism yesterday, and I talked to some people over the phone, and it's like I'm getting the confessional now from the public, including friends of mine that seem to be all going through this financial crunch completely.
You know what we're going to do? We are, James, you're going to hit the streets with videographer in tow. And it's kind of like, I don't know if people watch late night television. Who's the guy that took over for Johnny Carson there? The guy's got all the motorcycles and cars.
Jay
Leno.
There we go.
You know, I've seen a couple of pieces where he hits the street and ask some very simplistic questions.
Do you know where the United States of America is?
very simple questions. It struck me that 20 years ago, a 10-year-old could answer those questions. You know, and what has happened to the education in our schools?
Yeah, now, you know, just before I forget, you know, they got that the TV show. I don't know if it got canceled or not, but, you know, I Can Beat a 5-Year-Old, what it is. What is that called? I'm Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old?
Something like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And it's amazing to me because, you know, we had better educated, base educated people in this country when we had one-room schoolhouses. And there wasn't a ton of money. And they had things like the McGuffey readers. I've got a copy of those, an old set from the 1800s. And it was the reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, it was mm-hmm. the basic three R's.
Right.
And we had people that grew up to create one of the best countries on the face of the planet. But now we have the government in the school system, and I like to call it the public fool system. We have the higher learning centers that, well, the kids that want to go to college, they got to take prep classes because they flunked everything in high school.
Right.
Forget mathematics, forget science, anything else. But then they get them in school, and then they give them credit cards. They get them in college and recruit them. You know, they might as well. One of two things you're going to see on a college campus. You're going to see a military recruiter or a credit card recruiter. Okay. But these kids, they have nothing between their heads. The only thing that they've been told and sold is the American dream. Madison Avenue's idea of how you should conduct yourself, how you should talk, what you should wear, and everything else. And they're stupefied.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up too, but I completely forgot. You know, they were shooting, Donald Trump's series, The Apprentice, right? And these are supposed to be the hot shot young geniuses, right, of the up and coming business world.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know about the credit card and the Federal Reserve because I talked to a couple of them.
Really?
Really? Swear to God.
The biggest heist in American history, and they didn't know about it.
That's
it. You'll find out more about it right after this with James Martinez, John Stadtmiller. This is Cash Flow. How to keep that itty-bitty pile of cash still working for you. If you can find it, we're going to help you do that. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
That commercial you just heard for Knob Creek Gun Range, folks, if you ain't never been there, let me put it to you this way. It is a must-see and a must-trip, and I'll tell you the reasons why. Everybody thinks that gold is the most valuable thing on planet Earth. That's only if you're there to spend it. What might prevent you from being there to spend it is somebody that wants to do you harm. And kind of a bleak outcast, worst-case scenario, if you will. Riots in the city, economic crash, looters, gangbangers, illegal Mexicans, Guatemalans, and Russian mafia, and all the assorted characters from this planet have somehow found their way on U.S. soil. And if you remember...
Somehow.
Yeah, they just dropped out of heaven, you know. It's just like manna from heaven. Here they all are. If you remember, it was out in your neck of the woods not too many years ago. There were riots out there and store owners standing on top of rooftops with semi-automatic weapons. And they tried to prosecute them. People are trying to kill me and rob me, and I can't defend my own property. Well, all the charges were levied against those store owners. Of course, were eventually dropped. We have the right. The state does not have to have the right to tell you during certain unforeseen events that you must forfeit your life because you can't be too hard on the criminals that are trying to kill and rob and rape you.
Right.
Having said that, you would think that in certain circumstances, gold is the most precious metal on the face of the planet. Now, in special circumstances, lead is. So Knob Creek, and I've been down there a number of times. It's in Kentucky. And folks, I would highly suggest, if you don't know anything about farms, you never owned one, or you've got one, you haven't used it, you know, whatever, get down there and take a look, because they have secondhand sellers down there. You can buy anything across the counter. And this is self-protection, in case, whomever agency, I'm sorry, wherever they come from, that they claim that, you know, you're just been a bad guy, and we're here to kill you to prove our point. At any rate, that number down there, and I, like I said, I've been there a couple of times, 502-922-4457, or go to the website, machinegunshoot.com. Good friends with the owner down there. He's advertising with me for a number of years. Just love the place. I mean, they've got miniguns down there. If you've never seen a minigun go off, you ain't lived. Well, anything on the other side of it doesn't either, but suffice it to say, it's just a grand thing. And patriotic people, folks, I mean, good red-blooded Americans that understand what the Second Amendment was for and why the founders put it right in behind the first one. That is, if we ever lost our vaunted watchman on the wall, you know, the mainstream media, the people that never lie to us.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just a cautionary note, folks. It's something that, you know, it's one of those things that if you need it and you don't have it, well, you're going to learn the value of it, and you'll have a couple of seconds to think about your loss, namely your life maybe. But it's one of those things. I hope you never need it, and it sits in the closet and just collects dust. And then you get to hand it off to your babies and their grandbabies and all that other stuff. You know, firearms don't go bad. And they don't have a born-on date and a die-off date. You know, just keep your powder dry and keep those things well oiled up and take them out of the closet every once in a while just to test to see how they're working. All right, enough of that. The good news, stock market's up. James? Stock market's up.
Yeah, let's tap dance.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I'm looking.
How much up?
Well, about 40 points over their record, 14,000. And they're just giddy as snot. And now they're saying, and I love this, CNBC poses the question this morning. And I watched it morph from a question into a statement. And then a statement that they didn't debate. They just fortified. I just love the way these guys, the mind manipulators and the money changers work. The question was, is the world market keeping the United States afloat?
Ooh.
That was a question, and then it became a statement, and then it became a fortified statement, almost as if it were fact. But you see, that was their way of debating.
Sure, well,
you whack out the negative, and you just give people the BS and positive. Well,
right.
At least their spin on it. So I did some nosing around, and just last week, remember me saying that, well, they were flipping a coin. Are we in a recession or are we not? The economy is strong. You know, they asked that question by the end of the day. Nah, we're not in a recession. They posed the question, beat the living snot out of it, mm-hmm. and then tell you that as a fact. Well, here's some facts. Now, we're not in a recession. What is the one thing about recessions, James, in the job market that happens?
You go down, 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 down. Stress, job losses, credit card debt. You can't sell your house. You can't buy a house. You can't afford much. It goes on and on and on.
And you want to scream, get off me, I can't breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's just a few layoffs here. Sun to Axe jobs by 2008. They plan to lay off an unspecified number of people. When they say unspecified, it's a lot. COVID to cut workforce by 8%. LSI to shed 900 jobs. Sell Consumer Products Group. Intel to lay off 800 workers in Colorado.
That's a technology company. What were the other ones?
Let me see. You want me to go back here? There's such a long list here. Intel to lay off 800 workers in Colorado.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. Let me see. Dell to lay off 10% of employees.
They're all technology. Those are two technology companies.
Yeah.
What else?
Dell will lay off 10% of its 78,000 workers. Motorola lays off 4,000 in search of missing profit. They can't find it. They don't know
what
happened.
Yeah, they lost it.
Well, there's been a downturn in business, and we can't figure out why. IBM lays off 1,500, mostly in services. More jobs likely to go to California. That's if they can compete with the Mexicans out there.
Right.
IBM union calls work stoppage to protest layoffs. Let me see here. Oh, and in the follow-up story, analysts downplay IBM layoff rumors. Cool future for IT jobs. Analysts squash rumors of 150,000 IBM layoffs. 150,000. Nokia Siemens Network to cut 9,000 jobs. Intel cutting up to 1,000 jobs in Mexico.
do you
think the protected cheap labor market down there is invulnerable? No. Just ask the 1,000 Mexican workers making $5 a day down there. And here's another one. IBM lays off 1,315 workers, union says. And in the follow-up story, Dell memo hints at layoffs. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who this is. Lenovo cuts 5% of workforce. Twitter to close stores in search of retail profits. They're closing just a few stores. They have 153. They're only closing 49 of their 153 stores. Hitachi to close HDD plant in Mexico / workforce. I'm sure they're probably going to move it to China. BenQ creditors may go after. That's another. Job security is anxiety the only certainty. That's just the first page of this.
Oh God.
That's only the first page. I mean, this goes on.
And it's good to address this though, because people, if they don't know, they need to hear this. They need to hear this.
No, what I'm telling them for, James, is the reason why you and I are doing this program for people to start moving some cash through their little portfolio, and to get out of the credit card snare that is going to drag them down. Because, folks, you can't even declare bankruptcy on that. Okay, Orrin Hatch and the boys fixed that for you. Senator.
Yeah, because they think all of you are taking advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. You're
lazy. The scumbags.
You're just scumbags. You're lazy people. You're just trying to cut corners, get out of your debts. Yeah, that's all it is. You know, forget the fact that, you're being ate up by interest. Forget the fact that you're being taxed into oblivion. Forget all of that stuff. It's just a rosy picture. Nobody do anything with your credit cards. SanDisk to cut jobs as prices fall. Nokia to reshuffle R&D sales. They plan to shuffle and maybe lay off 700 employees. Sony to cut chip development spending. Kodak is restructuring. I love when they say restructuring.
They're restructuring.
Yeah, they're restructuring. And that's almost as bad as government reform. Restructuring for Kodak could slice 7,000 jobs this year alone. Sunsets 10% operating margin. They had a little profit. Let me see. Motorola cuts 3,500 jobs as profit drops sharply. Oh, that's where that money went. Our profit went out the door. AMD, this is a chip maker, to cut 375 jobs. Intel to close Cambridge Research Lab. See, this is a big drawdown. Anything that is not making them money right now, they're going to get rid of. Intel, another chip maker, to slash 10% of workforce. Oh, and the
Titanic.
Hey,
going down.
Hey, James, when I said that jobs are moving to California, well, you can move out there. California to lay off 1,700 as earnings plunge. Nokia to lay off U.S. workers due to CDMA cutbacks. CSC, a computer science corporation, to cut 1,800 jobs in North America. Sun layoffs continue as part of restructuring.
Where did you get this?
I'll get back to the header here in a second. Let me just finish this page off and I won't bore you with the other.
Oh, there's another page?
Oh, no, there's 10 more. And I'll stop it too. AOL to slash 5,000 jobs worldwide. Outsourcing is here to stay. Retired GE CEO Jack Welch recently responded to a question about outsourcing in his weekly column. He says outsourcing is here to stay. So if your job has been lost to a Mexican or a Chinese guy, eat a taco, eat a bowl of rice, pray for them. They need it more than you do. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. I'll give you that website on the other side.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We are back. The website, by the way, for all the
pages, you're making me panic.
Well, get a grip. Do you need some help with your credit cards? I can help you. Network World. That is the website. Network World. Now, here's another goodie. You know, I'm doing this so people can self-edify.
Right.
So they can teach themselves. The mortgage lender, it's called, you're going to love this name, Implode-O-Meter.
Oh, great.
The website is ml-implode.com. And here's some of the four pages, and I won't bore you with all of them. Prudential sues State Street. Okay, well, Spain. Let me just roll on here. Morgan Stanley announces restructuring on mortgage business. Westpac to buy Rams Home Loans franchise business. Will subprime save the last dance for banks? On October 1st, the headline-grabbing news event known as the Citigroup shock sent shudders down the spine of the entire financial world. I think this is Navit, says mortgage debt issue is in the U.S. still on. Mexico's largest mortgage lender, state-owned company, still plans to sell mortgage debt in the U.S. this year, despite the subprime loan. they're going to try to sell us houses. The current economic environment is nothing like the past. We are in uncharted territory. The subprime shock has thrown so many issues up in the air that no one yet knows quite how they will eventually fall. Pending home sales index hits record low, and they say, yippee, here comes another rate cut, which if they do it to stabilize what they perceive to be the banks, they're not even sharing how much dead weight they've got on their books. That's why the interbank lending is still down. They're not loaning each other money. But don't worry, helicopter Ben, I'll drop the dollars from the helicopter, Bernanke is going to come to the rescue, and probably, and again, they were talking about this on the financial news this morning, that we just might cut the basis point another 50 points. And if that happens, it's going to drive the dollar again down against the yen, against the euro, against the Canadian dollar. Oh boy, the loony. Yeah, we're on par with the loony after 30 some years. Somehow we're just even par with Canada. And my friends in Canada, I'm not picking on you, but the loony. I mean, you guys are beating our dollar here. New bid rumors at Northern Rock. Other suitors still thought to be considering a bid. Nobody wants to buy the thing. Do you think they've been lying on how much debt they're actually carrying? They gave us a rosy picture. They said they had $30 billion in cash on hand, and they were pulling their hair out when people over in jolly old England across the pond pulled out $4 or $5 billion. And now the thing's up for sale, and they can't find a buyer for it. Now, does that say that their books weren't cooked? I would say they're a little crispy around the edges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one. And these are all news stories, by the way. You go to ml-implode.com. They have all these stories listed. You click on it, you get all the juicy little details. I'm just giving you the highlights here, folks. Pending sales of U.S. homes fall more than forecast. Banks confined if credit woes persist. Banks will likely be reluctant to make new business loans if tight credit conditions persist, hampering capital spending. Well, of course it is. They've already admitted that the home sales don't look for any relief here for, I don't know, 18, 24 months, if then, because they still don't know where the bottom is. Yeah, well, the bottom is, James, the bottom is when you're sitting on your bottom and your house is gone. That's the bottom.
Yeah.
And millions of other people.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and millions of other people's homes are gone. That's the bottom.
Yeah.
Greenspan says investors assuming credit slump over. Market is discounting the fact that credit crunch is over. It's not over.
God, this guy. I just saw him interviewed on Jon Stewart's show on The Daily Show. And
did he hack him up?
He kind of did, but as you know, obviously it's a comedy show, and I saw Greenspan throw this total like attitude at him, like, you didn't read my book, because he started asking him some serious questions, and he got a little uncomfortable, and I'm like, you know what, just get in his face and ask him direct.
Oh, I would have loved to have been there. I would have loved to have been there. I would have looked at him and said, and Alan, how is the expandable money supply, the fiat money system, really working for Americans? That would have been my lead-off
question.
Explain
it to us.
Explain it to me, Lucy. I don't understand. Dollar crunch puts gold center stage. By the way, they're in there trying to fix the gold. Everybody is grabbing this stuff worldwide like it's going out of style. It's been in style for 6,000 years. Producers are hard-pressed, by the way, to fire up the mines and get more gold production. It's good. The commodity, and now for once, the laws of supply and demand. Now, don't look at the oil picture when you think of that, because there was many, many, many supply spigots out there that could be turned on and the oil could flow. Forget the peak oil stuff, folks. Mm-hmm. But as far as gold goes, it's going to go through the roof. It's absolutely, but they got in there and monkeyed around with it today and managed to
not. What's it at now?
I think it's 7:34, 7:35. It was at 7:50, I think, the other day. But that's a commodity that is absolutely going to go through the roof.
Yep.
Absolutely go through the roof. More on the good news. What did this guy's email say? It's unbelievable. Not to be believed. It's true, folks. Believe it and don't believe it at your own peril. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me see. Imploded lenders. Well, there's a little subject that I didn't cover. SCME Mortgage Bankers. They're the wholesale people. Apex Mortgage, Wells Fargo, various correspondent and non-prime divisions. NationStar Mortgages, Decision One, Impact Lending Group, E-Trade Wholesale Lending, Long Beach, WAMU, Warehouse and Correspondent, Expanded Mortgage Credit Wholesale, The Mortgage Financial Store, C&G Financial, CFIC Home Mortgage, All Fund Mortgage, Lown Home Financial, Seabreeze Financial, Castle Point Mortgages, Premium Funding Group, Group One Lending, Allstate Home Loans. I didn't know Allstate was into home loans. Well, they aren't anymore. Home Loan Specialist, Transnational Finance Wholesale, CIT Home Lending, Capital Six Funding, Mortgage Investors Group, Wholesale, that's the Wholesale Division of Mortgage Investors, Amstar Mortgage Corp, Quality Home Loans, BNC Mortgage, that's Lehman, by the way, Lehman Brothers Bank, Accredited Home Lenders, Home Funds Direct, First National Bank of Arizona. I wonder if that's the bank that has the Amaro sitting in the vault.
Yeah.
I wonder. Wholesale correspondent, Chevy Chase Bank, not to be confused with the actor that says, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. Greenpoint Mortgage, Capital One Wholesale, Novastar, Quick Loan Funding, National City Home Equity, Calusa Investments, Mercantile Mortgage, First Magnus, First Indiana Wholesale, Gem Loans. Should I stop here? Because the list keeps going on and on and on.
How many pages is that list?
Well, let me see. I only got halfway through that list. There's probably half again and maybe even more.
Whew, God. Yeah.
So, I mean, here it is. Oh, here's another page.
Why don't they just put that on the news with Katie Couric?
Well,
read what you've said.
That
here
would
it
be,
is.
That would be one way to boost her ratings. She'd be the only one if they're telling the truth.
Right.
Of course, she'd be fired the next day.
Yeah, her agent would be calling her. What are you doing? Read the teleprompter. That's all he's supposed to do.
Well, and who programs the teleprompter and types in the script? I mean,
exactly.
Literally. I mean, could you imagine Katie Couric getting up on CBS and going, folks, I have one heck of a story to tell you here. You've been lied to. Her ratings would go through the roof.
Yeah.
There'd be
Goodbye. Emails
and faxes and calls and... Gosh,
she'd probably be sued as well.
She'd be dead. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, Katie Couric, just goes off into oblivion somewhere. But that would be, and they can give the positive news. Now, what I just did, James, is I gave a half hour of depressing reality in your face. Here's the real situation. While they're still debating whether is there a recession? Let's flip a coin, 50-50. Or is the global economy, and they were admitting, I could not believe this, and they were talking about outsourcing, and, well, these jobs are gone, but, you know, we're still exporting stuff. I don't know, what are we exporting? Raw materials to other countries so they can build it, send it back here? You know, So, you know, we give you a half hour of bad news here, folks, to tell you that... You're not being told anything. We just gave you a short skinny. I could spend the next hour telling you how bad things are. But I'm not going to do that because the people that listen to this network, and particularly this show, Cashflow, have a pretty good idea that things are getting worse.
Yes, they do.
And James, I did this for only one reason, to preface this, to set this thing up, because right now they're still considering... I can see the pensive little looks out there with a little finger, index finger, tapping their lips going, I've got to make a decision here. Maybe I better start thinking about what I'm going to do with this over-burgeoning credit card debt. What am I going to do? And before it's too late, until you go into Mach 3 with your hair on fire, running down the street buck naked to be picked up and thrown in 3 North, your local mental hospital, it is time...
Exactly.
It is time... to start thinking about what you're going to do to survive this financial perfect storm tsunami heading this way that's going to make Katrina hitting the Ninth Ward make it look like a little mud puddle. I mean, this is serious stuff, folks. We kind of jest around and kind of keep it lively. We try to keep it lively here. But we're trying to impress you that things are not as they are telling you they are.
In order to make a good decision, you've got to hear the whole thing, not half of it or their media-engineered, mind-controlled version of what you think you should be doing or what they think. You got to hear the whole story.
Yeah. I actually saw yesterday, I actually read a story that this investment broker says, well, I think that you should be putting 5 to 10%, minimally 5%, maximum 10% of your portfolio in precious metals. And I'm thinking to myself, how long is this guy's client list? Can you fit it on a matchbook cover? Double spaced, mind you. You could probably fit it on a matchbook cover.
You know, like being a financial advisor in the climate that it is right now, it's like I'm like advising? I mean, if they're not telling you what's really going on, are they doing their job? I mean, like I've thought about that during the week. I'm like, for people that have existing cash, do they really know what's going on if they're looking at magazine and media?
Existing.
And is that person that's advising them
giving them good information? Clarify existing cash.
Exactly.
Are you saying that somebody out here has a little pile of money? And right. That same little pile that's being ate up by inflation at the rate of 11 to 12%. Well, wait a minute. Don't look again. The cash pile just got a little smaller. Oh, don't blink. It just got a little bit tinier. Now, you're paying more for goods and services, folks. Inflation is going up. That means that dollar that is ever shrinking, it's worth even less, is going to buy even less. So reconsider what that stash of cash, that pile of money that you have, if you have it, what are you going to do with it? Now, here's a good way to maintain or maybe even increase that stash of cash that you're going to need for the rainy day, because all I see is pitch black clouds on the horizon, bud. I've got $50,000 in credit card debt. I'm calling you on the telephone. James, I am destitute here. I'm not going to share my personal demons with you or my thoughts of suicide with you, and I'm not joking about that. Mm-hmm. These videos that I have seen recently, Maxed Out and Schlechter's deal, you know, on the credit card.
In Debt We Trust, right?
In Debt We Trust. These people, oh my God, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I thought I was watching a Stephen King movie or something. You know, where it starts out all nice and normal and healthy looking and all that, and all of a sudden it ain't what you think it is.
Yeah, all the glitters is not right.
That's right. And it ain't all on the silver screen. We're not here selling you illusions. We're here telling you the reality and something that you can be doing for yourself. And that's eliminating credit card debt. So, okay, I'm a stranger, James. Okay. Let's role play here. Mm-hmm. I'm Joe Schmo from Kokomo. I call you up on the telephone. How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, I'm not that good, and I've got a problem here. I'm not sure. My wife's 401k got wiped out. She worked for XYZ company. She's lost her job. She's picked up a few parts.
Have you had enough?
Had enough of what? My wife and part-time work? Or debt?
You had enough of the debt.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm drowning in it, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm not sure that I'm going to have a job.
Were you drowning in it at $40,000?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't think it was that bad, but I'm getting real nervous because it's at $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So do you realize probably mathematically you're never going to pay that off for the rest of your life?
Well, you know, I've got a few stocks I could sell off. I could probably.
Do you want to do that, though?
Do I want to eliminate what I got left? No, of course I don't.
No. Okay, so how old are your credit cards? Are they at least a year old?
Oh yeah, I've had my Diners Club for 10, 15 years.
Yeah, and are you up on payments? Are you behind? Or
I'm barely there.
You're barely there.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm seeing the end of it, and I'm not liking it. And I heard about this, and I don't know anything about it. So what do I do?
Well, first thing you got to do is you got to decide and make a real decision that you're going to change your life for the better. Because what this program is about essentially is a school that teaches you how to eliminate the credit card debt legally. It also is a school that teaches you how to settle it if you're in a rush or you have some issues with the amount of time it takes, because it could take up to a year and a half to do the whole thing, because it is an administrative process. They like to take long amounts of time to string it out to see how far you're willing to go and see how serious you are about eliminating it. So that's the first decision that you need to make. The second decision is determine, do you have the ability to work from a home computer and be on a phone? Do you?
Yeah, I got a computer.
So if you can do that, and you can send out letters, and you can attend class, I can guarantee you that you will eliminate at least 75% of your credit card debt forever. And more importantly,
I don't want to go to jail.
No, this is a civil issue. This is not a criminal issue. And anybody that is in credit card debt that's worried about this particular issue and they're going to go to jail and da-da-da-da-da, that is not the case. This is a civil situation. You're starting a legal dispute with your credit card company that you're allowed to do. You are not alone when you're doing this, by the way. Every step of the way, you have teachers that are very skilled operators that teach you how to go through this program and teach you how to eliminate it and teach you, if necessary, to go to court and how to handle yourself in court, which is probably the most important part
for everybody that's listening, if any of you today, regardless of situation, are scared of going into your court of your country and your state and your town, need to ask yourself why, because it's there for you to use. And the only reason the credit card companies are winning and beating the consumers is, one, they're just ignorant. Two, they're scared. They don't know how to get out of it. And they don't know who to turn to, and don't have a support system. All of this I can provide your listeners or people that are willing to want to go the distance to get rid of it. And they can contact me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And that, more importantly, once they've gone through the process, they will never, ever probably do their financial transactions the same ever again. They will be, as much as possible, cash and carry. I do realize in today's society, you do have to have some form of credit card, at least with the that's the programming, because they always say, well, you got to have one in case of emergencies.
Well, I,
like,
you know,
you're not going to be okay if you don't have a credit card. You got to have a credit card.
Well, and my credit card use, I mean, I was okay. I've got an adjustable. I actually have two houses. One is paid for, and I was actually using the proceeds off of that house that I own outright to pay the mortgage on this one. Unfortunately, I had an adjustable rate mortgage, and my mortgage just doubled. You know, until that happened, you know, I could have kept up with my credit card debt, but now that my mortgage has doubled and my wife is out on the streets, so to speak, I've got to do something here quick, or I'm going to start losing everything.
Well, first you got to do is, depending upon what state you're in, you've got to look into asset protection to protect all of your assets and get that taken care of first. Because once you have that done and you begin the dispute process, you are not really going to lose anything at that particular point, because if you even have to go to court, even if it's even an issue and you do get a judgment, what they're not going to be able to get anything. And so for a lot of people that are out there, they don't even own anything anyway because they can't afford it. So this is a perfect program for you if you're living check to check, if you can't afford to pay your bills anymore, you don't really own anything, you rent, you have a car, whatever, even if whatever your financial situation is, it can be done, because I've done it for thousands and thousands of people.
All right, I'll stop here.
And if they can do it, you can do it.
I'll stop here with the role playing, because I could have went on with that for another 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But does this sound similar to anybody out there? That you thought you were okay, you're eyeballing your retirement, you figured maybe that Social Security is going to be there, maybe Medicare and Medicaid to help you with medical bills. Maybe you've got a little retirement tucked away, a 401, or you know, some sort of annuity plan or something out there that you're hoping is going to be there when you arrive at your predetermined retirement date. And by the way, that's been an invention of Americans. There wasn't anything such as retirement until we came along. We made so much money, and we could put so much money away, and we could live. We could buy our houses, live our life, save up, and live off of our investments or retirement. Those days are gone, folks. They're gone forever. And what's happening, companies are closing their doors, and when they file for the bankruptcy, guess where the 401k plan goes?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. So what we're painting here is not a try-to-scare-you-out-of-your-panties scenario here. What we're painting is realistic things that people are going through right this very moment.
And you can resolve them.
Yeah.
You can create a better life. I know everybody that's listening to this, they hear all this, and some of you totally understand it, and others of you may be new to this or whatever. But in order to fix something, you've got to be giving the whole scenario so you can look at it from different angles and choose the best thing that's for you. And this is not a negative thing. This is a good thing. You have a chance to liberate yourself forever and never have to deal with the bank credit card people ever again.
And that's going to take a little change, a little paradigm shift in your thinking out there, folks, because we've got people out there that use credit cards because, you know, they had pretty good bank accounts, they had pretty good jobs. Hey, you know, I know that I pay a certain percentage for the luxury of using this little card, for the convenience of carrying their plastic instead of lugging around that cumbersome cash. By the way, you've been paying attention to the commercials on television where they're in retail outlets and somebody walks up with cash and it just throws a monkey wrench into their whole operation.
Right.
Yeah.
Social conditioning. all for the idea of getting you, the individual listener, to think there's something wrong with carrying cash.
Yeah.
Like you're an idiot and a loser. You're not in style. You're just a speck that's in the way, that is getting in the way of the consumers that will use them because they're convenient, etc. It's all totally designed to manipulate your consciousness and, more importantly, question your self-esteem.
Yeah, and
because most people, if they had self-esteem, nobody would be take the crap that these credit cards are giving them ever.
Well, ever. And they're trapped in that same thought pattern that somehow they're failing. The rug has been pulled out from them. They're in free flight. They're going to hit the floor here in a second. But somehow, because somebody pulled the rug out from under you, somehow you're culpable and you're guilty. And, well, my gosh, when you hit the floor, that's what you deserve because you've been a bad boy or a bad girl. It's not your fault, folks. Get it through your head. It is not your fault.
You can't – I don't care what your family, friends, or whatever, and they do their lectures on you and say, well, you need to be a responsible spender, blah, 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 blah. Well, that is true. But when you're set up in a scenario where it's designed for you to lose and they don't understand that, don't take it upon yourself and beat yourself up for it.
Well, I do my best thinking and I do my best operating when I'm upright, not horizontal getting ready to hit the bricks. We'll hit the break. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hmm. so you thought the implodometer on the mortgage aspect of this was bad. A caller called up. Thank you for this, Jesse. Appreciate it very much. There is a companion site to the mortgage lender implodometer. It is the hf/implode.com, and this is the it's for the hedge fund implodometer. Okay, so everything's blowing up. But he suggested I get George. I think this guy's name is Yuri from urbansurvival.com. I've done a lot of stories off of his site, but at any rate, we're going to have to do that. By the way, speaking of guests, we're lining up some spectacular guests for this program. And folks, do yourself a favor. I mean, do this right now. If you're at home or if you're at the office right now, do us a favor. Email your friends, the ones that you know are they're choking in credit card debt. Do you know you can send emails anonymously without your email address on there if you're afraid that, oh my gosh, they figured out I'm in dire straits? No. Just send them an email about this program and tell them to listen. Okay, this is, you know, some people might say that this is a carefully crafted infomercial for just credit card reduction. No, if you know anything about me, folks, and you're learning about James Martinez here, we're on a mission, and the mission is to expose this fraud and to help you get out of this debt before it kills you or you think about killing yourself. And we're not joking about that. I'm not being glib about that at all. I am dead serious. There is things that you can do, preparatory steps right now that you can take, because this is going to deepen. It's going to get worse. We know that. The CNBC boys don't, because they're too busy cheerleading for the latest stock on the market out there. But this is a way for you to start taking your financial situation right now. It may not be as bad as your next door neighbor. Remember what I said before? When your neighbor loses his job and he's losing his house, oh, that's a recession. When it happens to you, it's a depression. Well, it's happening to your neighbors all over, up and down your street, in your county, in your state, all over this country. We are all in the same boat, and this all affects us. We cannot get away from it. We cannot escape it. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets
Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo put it exactly right. This is everybody's problem and needs to be taken care of now by everybody. Everybody's got to get – everybody is going to have to get involved on some level. And I'll let you know for all the listeners out here that the bigger the guest in terms of stature or publicity, it may be more difficult to get. Not because they're not willing to come on and be interviewed here, but because they have to deal with the possible casualty of dealing and addressing that issue publicly if they're a big public figure on a network TV show or somewhere. And I've already discussed that with producers out here and said, who you want to get on, big name guests on the show. And if they come on there and talk about that, they may never have a job again. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it's going to have to take somebody to sacrifice. It's bottom line.
It's better than going out with a quiet whimper, saying that, geez, I coulda, I shoulda, I woulda, but. No, there's no buts here, folks. This is not going to spare anybody. For those that are wealthy, well, it's going to knock you down quite a few pegs. For those that are moderately middle class out there that were just making it, you're history. And for those that are below you, they already know they're screwed. Right. All right. Hey, the number, give James a call, 877-331-0626. Get some courage, folks. Email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And I will see you tomorrow, James.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you shortly.
Okay, sir. See you tomorrow, folks.
It's true.